May 1st, 1914. Be of good cheer. Ellen G. White. I feel very thankful that it is our privilege to believe in God and to walk carefully in accordance with the instruction He has given us in His Word. If we do this, our hearts will respond to the impressions of the Spirit of God, and we shall follow on to know the Lord, whose going forth is prepared as the morning. And let us always remember that just as His going forth is prepared as the morning, so we are to expect the revelations of His grace as we advance. But if we keep silent, if we do not feel the importance of moving in harmony with His will, we shall not have His blessing attending us. We cannot afford, brethren and sisters, to be without His help and guidance. We need to be in a position where we can talk with God. We are to commune with Him. He who is our sanctification, our righteousness, has given us the privilege of being in a position where we may have a continually increasing faith. We must ever live by faith and follow on to know the Lord. God's promises to us are so rich, so full, that we need never hesitate or doubt. We need never waver or backslide. In view of the encouragements that are found all through the Word of God, we have no right to be gloomy or despondent. We may have weakness of body, but the compassionate Savior says, "Ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened." Will you believe these assurances? Will you say, "Yes, Lord, I take Thee at Thy word. I will begin to talk an increase of faith. I will take hold of the promises. They are for me." Oh, brethren and sisters, what we want is a living, striving, growing faith in the promises of God, which are indeed for you and for me. Many, many times I have been impressed by the Lord to speak words of courage to His people. We are to put our trust in God and believe in Him and act in accordance with His will. We must ever remain in a position where we can praise the Lord and magnify His name. Then we shall see light in His word and follow on to know Him, whose going forth is prepared as the morning. In the first epistle of Peter, we read, "Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the strangers scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia, elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father, through sanctification of the Spirit, unto obedience and sprinkling of the blood of Jesus Christ. Grace unto you, and peace be multiplied. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which, according to His abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time." These words are all sufficient evidence that God desires us to receive great blessings. His promises are so clearly stated that there is no cause for uncertainty. He desires us to take Him at His word. At times we shall be in great perplexity and not know just what to do. But at such times, it is our privilege to take our Bibles and read the messages He has given us, and then get down on our knees and ask Him to help us. Over and over again, He has given evidence that He is a prayer-hearing and prayer-answering God. He fulfills His promises in far greater measure than we expect to receive help. So long as Satan continues to live, we shall have perplexity. And if we choose to follow the counsel of the enemy, we shall have constant difficulty. But if we refuse to yield to satanic influences, choosing rather to lay hold on God and on the promises of His Word, we shall be able to help and strengthen and uphold one another. Thus we shall bring into the work with which we are connected a spirit of courage. Never are we to utter a word that would arouse doubt or fear, or that would cast shadows over the minds of others. I am determined not to permit myself to speak discouraging words, and when I hear criticism and complaint, or an expression of doubt and fear, I know that he who thus speaks has his eyes turned away from the Savior. I know every such person does not appreciate him who at infinite sacrifice left the royal courts and came down into the world that was lost and lived among the children of men in order that he might speak words of hope and good cheer to the discouraged and desponding. Wherever we are under obligation as disciples of our Lord and Master to anchor our faith in the promises of God. Individually, we are to believe. We are not to cast about for a possible doubt or imagine that sometime we may have to stand beneath the shadow of a cloud that seems to be gathering. We are chosen of God to be His children. We have been bought with an infinite price, and we have no occasion for placing the suggestions of the enemy before the assurances of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord desires us to act sensibly. We shall have trials. We need never expect anything else, for the time has not yet come when Satan is to be bound. Wherever we may be, we shall continue to have trials. But if we give up to the suggestions of the enemy, we lose the battle. Can we afford to yield to the arch-deceiver? Oh no. We are to turn for help and deliverance to Him who, according to His abundant mercy, hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ, even the hope of an eternal inheritance reserved for those who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation.